AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Speaking virtually to the United Nations General Assembly today was Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
Palestine is ours. Jerusalem is the jewel of our heart and our eternal capital. We will not leave our homeland. We will not leave our lands.
The United States revoked Abbas's visa. He could not speak in person in New York. Through an interpreter, Abbas spoke of the need for an immediate and permanent end to the war in Gaza.
The entry without conditions of humanitarian aid through United Nations organizations, including the UNRWA, and to stop using starvation as a weapon.
Abbas called for other measures.
Third, the release of all hostages and prisoners on both sides. Fourth, the complete withdrawal of the occupation from the Gaza Strip and the rejection of the plans for displacement.
Abbas's speech comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to New York to give his own address in person tomorrow. The military says fighter jets scrambled to identify and intercept four Russian warplanes flying near Alaska. It's the third time in about a month and the ninth time this year NORAD reported an incident involving Russian aircraft flying near Alaska. The government says the economy expanded at a surprising 3.8% pace between April and June. It's a dramatic upgrade of its previous estimate of second quarter growth. The previous estimate was 3.3%. The Labor Department says fewer people filed for jobless benefits last week, despite signs of a slowing labor market. The White House is telling agencies to prepare for large-scale firings of federal employees if the government shuts down next week. A reduction in force would not only lay off employees, but eliminate the position. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks fell in morning trading on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 slipped 0.8%. The index is on track for a rare three-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1%. Stocks felt pressure from strong economic reports that could make the Federal Reserve less likely to cut interest rates in the coming months. Treasury yields rose in the bond market as traders paired bets for the number of upcoming cuts to rates by the Fed. All three major indexes are still near their recent records, despite the modest losses. Damian Troisi, New York.
Starbucks says it is closing hundreds of its stores in the U.S. and Canada and laying off 900 non-retail employees. The closures would start immediately. No exact number of store closings was given. Starbucks says its workers in its stores will be offered transfers to other locations where possible. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.